Luke chapter 22, verses 66 through 71. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, and they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." In this account from Luke's gospel, we see Jesus being confronted by the priests and scribes, the religious establishment of Israel at the time, the very people who were waiting for the promised hope of Israel to finally come and redeem his people ended up missing it. The Apostle John writes, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." What a frightening thought, that it could somehow be possible to be the very people of God and yet somehow miss the visitation of God. The story should convict us to humbly plead that we would not miss such a visitation. Have we twisted the very truth of God into something for our own agenda? If God showed up into our lives, would we be ready for it?